Hello, I'm Abby.
I'm Nina.
And welcome to Play This at My Funeral, episode 4. We took a brief hiatus because of some logistical issues and a certain lockdown, as the kids call it, but we're back and better than ever. How are you, Nina?
I'm doing fantastic. It's late at night and I'm struggling. How are you doing?
I'm also struggling late at night.
Gotcha.
Me and Nina have just been working very hard in very different sectors, but very similar hours. And now it's 11 p.m. and we've both got the shakes.
Does this count as a studio session?
Why? Because you're currently sitting in a studio.
Yeah, recording.
Whoa.
So this is my third studio session of the
Nina is currently sitting in a studio alone on Zoom to me.
It's quite
I am
scary,
not
but
in a studio. Yeah, it looks haunted. I shouldn't put that idea in your head.
please, I've been watching too many horror films. I've been watching many horror films. Like, every time I look out the window, I expect someone to be following me around, but no one ever is.
Me.
I wish.
I wish I was behind you, but I'm not. What have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to?
I mean,
I've had.
probably all the songs on repeat that you're recording right now, surely.
Yeah, that's true. That's also one of my favorite things. I love getting songs that I can't listen to again stuck in my head because they're not released. It's a never-ending hellscape. I've been listening to two albums back to back every single day. Celeste, Not Your Muse.
I've heard some of her, like the singles, but not the full album, I don't think.
The deluxe version because it comes with the John Lewis Christmas advert.
Ooh.
Just made me tear up at 11 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
And the other thing is a deep dive 2016, one of my favorite albums of that year. I've come full circle. I've come back to it. The Lemon Twigs Do Hollywood.
fucking yes.
I don't know what
Yes.
inspired me to come back to it, but I came back to it and I listened to that, and then I listened to the Brothers of Destruction EP that came out the year after. And that's all, that's it. That's all I've been listening to.
Because we saw them together in like
Like it
2019,
that.
2018.
It was after they just released their album that was a musical.
Yeah, so they only played the like musical stuff, which was a really cool concept thing, but I didn't enjoy it as much as Do Hollywood. It was a very
Yeah, and then
different sound.
turned around so that they were both front men. But I liked when they in the KEXP from the Do Hollywood sessions, they would switch and just play different instruments every time, which is show-offy, and I like it because they're all really good at every instrument they play.
Sounds a lot like Step Brother.
Except for me.
There's a YouTube video. There's a music video from Nina's band Step Brother where every single member of the band is playing like just fucking shredding drums, and she's just standing there in the middle because Nina can't play drums.
Because that's what I do. What I do?
Yeah, Nina called me. I was walking home from work, and Nina rang me. And was like, listen to this, and then just started serenading me and singing me a Lemon Twigs song while I was walking home from work, like down some massive high road. And what song was it?
It was How Lucky Am I?
How Lucky Am I? And then I went home and tried to learn it, and it is the hardest song to learn on guitar. That
What
must have
kind
taken you so long.
took me a long time and many
It's like
finger strokes.
chords that don't exist. Because it's
They don't
not made for guitar.
exist. Yeah. I mean, they exist on piano, so they don't exist on guitar.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
Disgusting. I did a similar thing. I opted for when I realized I couldn't play How Lucky Am I? I played Alex G, Sarah, because it's really easy to play. And then I went down Alex G deep dive again, very reminiscent of 2016. He's just so good.
Yeah, he's great.
And then
Triplicit.
through that, weirdly, I rediscovered the Sorry album that came out time last year, because Sorry said they like reference Alex G as like their like a big influence of theirs, which I didn't know.
Yeah,
because they sound nothing alike.
I don't know. I think you could argue the
yeah, like once I knew, then I sort of made the connection, but I wouldn't have come to that conclusion on my own at all.
Yeah, the kind of simple song structures, the lyrics, kind of the I could see it. Guitar as well.
Yeah, it's quite simple and very much like layered guitar, yeah, and sad sounding sweet lyrics, which I really like. But March for me has been quite a dry month for music, weirdly. I think I'm finding it weird, like not have it. We've discussed this so many times in previous episodes, but like, because in 2020 I listened to just albums, and I like made it my mission to like listen to albums like it was a thing. And now, because first of all, I don't have any time to do anything because I'm working all the time. Second of all, because I don't have like a list of albums to listen to, I'm just really bad at like, I just don't know what to listen to because I'm like, I get bored of stuff so easily.
Yeah, and I do enough walking as well to bore myself of the stuff that I'm listening to. But there's been some good new stuff. There's actually the past month, there's been some good stuff released.
Today, Black Midi. Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I listened to John L. I haven't listened to the other one. I watched the video.
Oh, really? What do you think?
Yeah. Everything that everyone has ever wanted and more.
It's weird because I was listening to their album as well. I was listening to Schlagenheim, like for the first time in ages, again on the way home from work. And I was thinking, I was like, oh, they like, I'm really excited for their next release. I wonder when that will be. And then I opened Instagram. It was like, today, right now. I was like, cool. But yeah, the first song is like very them. John L is like very, it's very similar to the first album, like in a very good way. But the second song, I'm excited for you to listen to it because it sounds like them. But it's like, you know how Western is kind of like, almost like ballady, like it's quite like
but then
it just goes crazy like kind of out of nowhere. Imagine that, except it doesn't go crazy, it's just stays it sounds like King Gizzard from the Quarters era.
The what era?
Quarters, the album Quarters. You don't know. You should listen to Quarters, it's a really good album.
Have you seen what they have been doing on the web store, the petition to do a cover, the poll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have they already recorded all of those? So basically, for those who don't know, a band called Black Midi has like, they're releasing their album and you can like vote for which cover you want them to do, but it's different depending on which label you buy the record from. Am I right?
No, depending on what web you buy it from, you can pick from you can pick from a certain group of songs. It's like international, rough trade exclusive. I think there's a Japan one, US, and then like UK indie stores. If you buy from like a UK indie store, you can pick from like a group of 10 songs. I'm pretty sure one of them's JME. I would insist you go and see the list.
It's quite something.
Hilarious.
So have they recorded all of those already?
They record them based on what wins.
Oh, so it is a vote?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when I first saw that, I was like, have they just recorded like 100 covers? Nina's frozen.
Yes.
She's got a very fun filter on. Oh, she's back.
Yes, sorry. I'm adamant that your Wi-Fi is bad and not mine.
My Wi-Fi is bad, I'm sorry. Yeah, what did I miss? What did you say?
Yeah, the poll. Yes, so that was released today and it was great. They did it out of nowhere. And
yeah, the announcement was like, it's being released in 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's like the video is at 5:45. Release, so the status at 5:40. Okay. Oh, thank you. that was a nice, that was
I'm very album. Excited for that album. What other new stuff's come out?
Let me check my list. I have a list. 2021. New Lolly Young.
Oh yeah.
New Lolly voice sounds amazing.
Ruin My Makeup. That's a good song.
Yeah. It gets really, really heavy at the end as well. I listened to it on the train and I was like, oh.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what stuff she releases next. Cause we know her, we've heard lots of her unreleased stuff when she's been playing it live. So I'm like, there's like songs in my head that
I don't know what's coming next.
Yeah, neither do I. But that's what I'm saying, like, because there's songs that we have heard her play that aren't currently being released. So I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And Sad Night Dynamite, new mixtape. It's the best thing I've heard this year.
What's that?
They've got a song called Crunk, and the hook is Titty Crunk. That's it. Dora.
Now that sounds like my kind of song.
It's everyone's kind of song, trust me. It's exactly the fun that I needed in a cruel, cruel lockdown 3.
For this cold, harsh world, all I want is to get titty crunk with my homies. Oh dear. No, there's loads of good stuff. If I wasn't half asleep right now, I'm sure I would have a much more comprehensive list. But our guest for today is going to hopefully be ending my music drought, because he is bringing out a new EP soon. I think it's as yet unnamed, but we've got some tracks from it. And he's zooming us all the way from Toronto, Canada, can you believe? And he's going to play us in with a song called Surf. So please welcome Sus Varman.
But I got good and I still feel like I can't win. So I'm surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing. I miss the dog days, weekends that I had off days. People call for a long time, I haven't seen you since March break. Winter's cold and I've been lonely, people close that I've been holding. So I keep warm and my feet shaking. Apart from that, my shit's been boring. Been smoking just a pastime, crack a smile or laugh. I find the most in the little things when there's little left, and that's fine. Reminisce over last spring, sped past me like fast times. In my boat for a few months and I don't know when I'll capsize. Shit's getting harder, wager and barter, turn into grief. Find a release, we're keeping up speed. The cattle are dread, they aim at your head and shoot at your feet. Move to the beat, but only a little. This shit make you sad, miniature fiddle. Cause if you relax, you feel like you slack. You open up slack, you get back to work. I've been feeling up and I've been feeling down. I've been feeling up and I've been feeling down. I've been fuck, I hate this shit, it's a feedback loop. Can't bear the sound. Try your best to see the glass full. It's a lifesaver if you start to drown. Hate the water, but I weigh the water. I just hate to bother when I'm feeling down. And this shit not just me, less myself and what I see. If this made me earn concern, think of all the people be seeking shit misunderstood. One day you'll be fucking good. Do the work you fucking would. Always did the most you could. You feel down, back up, wave riding, you hang ten. Been bad, but you got good, and you still feel like you can't win. So you surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf. Feel down, back up, wave riding, I hang ten. Been bad, but I got good, and I still feel like I can't win. So I'm surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing. I love you, miss you profoundly. Promise I'll call when I'm less busy. Every day just complete the cycle. Spin around till we all feel dizzy. When was the last time I ate? When was the last glass of water? How bad was my sleep last night? Why the fuck do I even bother? Try my best just to bother. I digest less than I should. In all my gut and father. Keep my mind by the bed frame wood. Deep hole, so groundhog. My day's been on repeat. I close the door with the shit locked. So the split box and it healed me. I've been smoking just a pastime. Crack a smile or laugh. I find the most in the little things.
things and there's little left and that's fine. But I pray to God we don't look back and keep ripping pictures of the bad shit. But the good shit far and in between, so the picture crazy when it starts to print. Color's bad and the lens blurry and you start to question if it happened at all. I wouldn't care if a bad photo still looked at home on the gallery wall. Split my eyes till my head hurts just to recapture what I don't recall. Find the most in the little things and no little things, you got nothing at all. Feel down, back up, wave riding, new hang ten. Been mad but you got good and you still feel like you can't win. So you surfing, surf. Surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf. Feel down, back up, wave riding, I hang ten. Been bad, but I got good, and I still feel like I can't win. So I'm surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf, surfing, surf.
I'm showing everyone my microphone.
What microphone do you have today?
Inferior. It's a short SM7.
Whoa, is that the 7?
Yeah.
Dang, that's like the Thriller mic.
Goddamn right.
Gosh. Give us a little hee hee. Whoa, was that Michael? Whoa.
Michael.
It was the mic. It was the mic.
Whoa.
Totally adequate after that massive bong rip.
And welcome to the stage, Varman, or your stage name, Sus Varman.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I am great. I am under the influence of various things, and I was taken by a shock, a crossfaded shock, if you will, by this interview, and that's the second time this has happened to me in 2 months, so I guess I really am a rapper now.
Yeah, you're doing well. Varman is zooming us all the way from Toronto, Canada. What time is it there?
It is 7:30 p.m.
Oh, I literally got this. I forgot the. I can't count. Basically, if it was seven here, it would be 3 for you. But I told Nina it was 3 p.m. for you, which is a lie.
Ah.
Yeah, when you came on, you were like, "I'm a little drunk." I was like, "Okay."
That's why he went to England. That's why he fits in so well there.
We bonded over our love of day drinking.
Yeah. Well, should we tell them how we actually bonded? Basically, we've only ever actually met Varman once. But we have met him. He came to the UK on a little trip visiting some family, weren't you?
I was actually visiting like YouTube people mainly, funny enough.
you just happened to have an auntie like, "Oh, hi auntie, I guess I'll see you as well."
Yeah, she was there. I was like, "Okay, you don't have any subscribers, so like, lame." And I just wouldn't hang out with her. Yeah.
you should have collabed with your auntie. But yeah, me and Varman used to make little YouTube videos during our younger teen years, and we became friends on the internet from a very young age, like years and years ago. And then, weird coincidence, our second ever podcast guest, Kitty Fitz, also knows Varman. Somehow. How?
I don't talk about it a lot because it's like real douchey to say it, but it's like, I'm just... For a dude who's from Toronto, from basically the middle of nowhere, I'm like a little more plugged in than like I have a right to be. Just a little bit. Like I kind of like know.
You're people. YouTube famous. Say it. Say it with your chest.
Look.
You're 2014 YouTube famous.
Look, I had to wiretap $20,000 to Marcus Butler, and then he made some calls, and eventually I'm where I am today.
Doing bong rips at 3 p.m.
Living the life.
Because then we I don't know how that happened, but somehow Varman just knows everyone we've ever met, which is gorgeous. And then we took Varman on a full tour of all the best spots in London and all the worst spots in London, and then ended up at Nina's work. And we just partied the night away. It was really fun. We saw there was some bossa nova gig on that night. Nina, do you remember what gig that was?
Oh, yes, it was Katy Prado. Yep, Spanish singer. She's bossa nova. She's amazing. I remember that because Martha came dressed as like She had a really nice red top on. She looked kind of like a modern day flamenco style.
Like the emoji? Like the dancing lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real strong joke on your audio based podcast.
Yeah. Live action. Yeah. So that's how we met Varman. Well, how I met Varman, and then luckily he ended up crossing paths with Nino as well. And started off filmmaker. You studied film, didn't you?
I did, unfortunately. Yeah, I studied film. it was basically just around that era where kind of every YouTuber wanted to be like Birdie Gilbert because he was getting like hella chicks, and that's kind of like who you want to be. And as a result of that, everybody wanted to be like a filmmaker. Let's face it, there was like 80 million dudes who made films who don't make films anymore. And that's just because it was like, kind of hot.
And now they're all rappers.
Kind of, yeah, basically.
How did you make the transition?
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is that I like did music way, way, way longer than I had ever done film. I got into YouTube to put music stuff onto it. And I have like a video on my YouTube channel where I recreate one of those really old videos. And basically, I just never had like the confidence to do music in any capacity for a lot of different reasons. But once I kind of got a hang of like, oh, I could do this avenue of rap, I realized like I can fully commit to this long-standing hobby of mine as opposed to this thing that I sort of picked up. I'm decent at, but I'm not ever going to be like good or great or the best.
You're not going to be Birdie Gilbert anytime
soon. I'll never be Birdie Gilbert. Okay. I'll try my best though.
So what changed? What gave you the confidence to release it? Because how long ago did you release that first EP?
Ooh, I released it 2 years ago, maybe three at this point. With
was it that long ago?
Pandemic time, I can't really tell.
Pandemic time.
With pandemic, it feels like I did it last decade. The thing that gave me the confidence, though, was actually, funny enough, a lack of confidence in YouTube, because at the time, it was like when I was graduating high school, and so around like 2016, it was when those big subscriber glitches were happening, so I lost like 30% of my fan base in like 4 weeks, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, if I'm going to fuck
it.
Dude, right? And I was like, if I'm going to drown, I'm going to drown doing something I fucking like love. I'm not going to drown doing like synchronized swimming if I want to do like full sprints. So I had to move to music.
Just out of pure desperation.
Basically, because everybody quit too. Like everyone, we had like a little scene and it fell apart because of the platform being so like messed up at the time. And yeah, everybody basically quit, moved on to something else. And I was like, the one thing I got that's not this is music. So let me just lean into that.
Very nice.
What's your the current scene? The old YouTube scene has fallen apart. Is the music any better?
We're in a weird position because now we kind of are in like a weird industry-ish position because we like made our connections in like high school and we had a community for ourselves, but now we don't lean into YouTube as the full thing. So like
you've done your networking and now you're like doing like a different
Taha Khan actually tweeted this and it was in relation to like his choice to do digital media full-time at a certain point in his life, and someone had basically told him, you already are where everybody's running to. And that kind of sums it up in the best way possible, because everyone was on their way to digital media because digital media is everything. We were just odd and weird and we were kind of already there, so our grip on it was a lot more qualified.
Like I guess you were pretty techie then, because you kind of you produce all your own stuff, don't you?
I am a pretty like tech oriented dude. I wouldn't say I buy anything that isn't like some form of music or video tech.
Bold claim.
I did go on like a weird tangent about like the microphone Nina's recording into. At the
very top of
this.
Had a bit of a love-in on their microphones.
A little bit. You gotta do those things get like expensive though. Like if you want to talk about like, especially in rap, like there's a dude from my high school who is a rapper who opened a studio. He ended up actually doing like really well as like a trap rapper. And he would always wear like Bape, those shark things that zip up all the way, and like big chains. But the only time like I realized he was like, oh, you're actually rich, was when he posted a photo of his studio and they had like a U67.
What?
Which is like the mic Jay-Z tracks his vocals.
I mean, that is a pretty good microphone.
It's like $4,000, so it better be fucking good. And that was the moment where I was like, oh, you're actually rich. Yeah. You actually are a ballin' ass rapper.
A ballin' ass rapper. Are there many ballin' ass rappers around your area? Like, what's the music scene like in Toronto?
They're all like, anyone who says they're balling is like probably lying about it, because we're going through like a class war essentially. But the rap scene here is like very local. It's very live oriented. I don't think it's as like trap oriented as people kind of think, as in a big stereotype. It's very as broad as the amount of people as there are here. So you got like your indies and you got your trap rappers and everything in between.
Right, nice selection.
Yeah.
In suburban Toronto.
Yeah.
You need your indies and I need like Phoebe Bridgers and then like fucking like Skepta like right after. Pick me right back up.
That sounds like one of Nina's playlists, to be honest.
Sounds like Nina's playlist is pretty fucking good.
Nothing in between, just those two.
Oh yeah, my
what
god.
Was it that actually happened, that we were at Nina's house and she just left her playlist playing and then just like disappeared somewhere, and it was like it went from Black Eyed Peas to Skepta to Imogen Heap in that order. We were like, what is going on?
Oh my god, I would be like, if I heard like Shut Down by Skepta and then went right into like Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap, I would fucking be in a state. I would be in like turmoil.
I think that is exactly what went down.
Like, I don't know what Black Eyed Peas song it was though.
Bum Bum Pow. I know which one it was. I know what playlist you're talking about. It was Bum Bum Pow, and I think the Skepta song was actually It Ain't Safe. I don't think it was Shut Down.
Never forget that Will I Am got on a microphone and he said, "Beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns." Woo! And he made $500 million.
It's a profound lyric.
Talk about bars.
It's worth it.
We're talking about real big bars here, folks.
Yeah, we've got to think of the next big thing. Come on. Yeah,
oh, man. I think I want more like grime stuff to come here. Like Drake tried his best, but
but he was getting mocked. He was getting mocked by all of London. He used the word blam wrong.
It's awful because we use that word here. That's just like patois. So like that's in Canada. He's just not cool. But oh my god, I like had a phase in my life recently where I was like karaoke rapping Big For Your Boot by Skepta or by Stormzy. And oh, that song is amazing.
It's an earworm once it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah. Don't care who you
the thing is, I remember when that came out and it was like, it was kind of a bit of a meme. Like when Stormzy first started making music, like I don't remember him being seen as like cool.
Yeah, now he's headlining Reading.
Yeah, what the fuck? How did that happen? Like, I have a lot of respect for him as a musician now, but like in like 2014, 15, when he first started, like his first videos went viral of him just like being like 4 foot taller than all of his like hype men in some random street in Thornton Heath. Like,
like
he's got
sense.
A very bassy voice, does Stormzy. Because he's like 8 foot tall.
You know, actually, speaking of like UK rap, like there's actually a lot of stuff from my like new thing that was really actually like, there's stuff from the UK that I really do like now. There's dudes who are doing this kind of like really like lo-fi, it's almost like lo-fi hip hop radio with British dudes rapping on it. There's dudes like Clarks, and there's dude like Lord Apex who are I've heard their shit. I heard their shit before I started recording, and I was like, I want my record, like I want things on my record to like sound like these guys. Cause I think actually if rap is kind of gonna go anywhere, I actually, if I'm placing bets, I'd say that sound is like kind of timely now and like very reflective and contemplative, if that's a word. And I think people could really dig it. Like, it's just so unique.
Well, yeah, that's like a, like Lord Apex and that kind of, well, do you listen to Jeshy?
Jeshy, no, I don't.
Oh, Jeshy, you'd like Jeshy. So basically there's like a group of rappers similar. I wouldn't say Jeshy's that similar to Lord Apex, but they are all kind of that sound that I feel like you're referencing, which has risen from the underground in London, and I guess around, I can't speak for the rest of the UK, but that's very interesting that it's now broaching into the rest of the world. It's gone international.
I might
chill just be, UK rap.
I might just be like fucked up and weird and like on YouTube too much. I tried like showing like Slow Tie to my cousins, and like I like Slow Tie is huge by this point, so like I thought they would.
Yeah,
get into that.
I thought he was international.
They weren't into it. They were like, this is weird. I showed him Tea and Biscuits, which is like his most popular thing. And it's like, they weren't into it. So I don't know if it's like really made its way here yet all the way, but I hope it does.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Slow Tie in general.
Neither. There was a few, there was like one or two songs from his last, I think it was his last album. I'm not really up to date on his stuff. But he released an album, there was one or two songs on there that I enjoyed, like lyrically.
Right.
I find it quite nostalgic. I don't know, like something about like the way he talks about England is quite nostalgic. But I think his whole persona is kind of arsehole-y, which I don't really appreciate.
Yeah, unnecessary.
I think he kind of gives me like a vibe of like, it's a really like weird comparison, but like Old Dirty Bastard from like Wu-Tang, like that very like wild. And like, I think that fits in with what hip hop is right now, but I think he kind of approaches it with a little bit more intelligence and maybe just a little bit like, yeah, maybe a little more like of an awareness that I appreciate with that really wild fucking like. He's like the kid from like the Wild Thornberries, like the little like monkey kid. Like he reminds me. He has that energy.
Yeah.
Just like screaming and running around naked.
Yeah, like just.
I feel like we're fueling his ego too much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say referring to him as like a human chimp with green hair was me complimenting him that much. I don't know if you'll be so fond of me saying that if he ever hears this, but.
Like it's pretty high respect.
Yeah. so aside from the like kind of newer UK rappers and of course old favorites such as Skepta, who I mean, you sample a lot of stuff, don't you? Like what do you usually go for?
Recently it's been like all just going back to jazz and stuff, and like piano jazz specifically. So stuff like Bill Evans, Errol Garner, a lot of stuff. Like that's sort of how I started, because I did like lo-fi hip hop when that was still like a lucrative thing to do. And I just kind of, I've been sampling a lot of that, but like I kind of try to draw from like everywhere and anywhere. Like I'll sample anything from like an old like Bollywood thing to like Dodie Clark, just because like I don't think anyone's ever sampled Dodie Clark before, and
that's brilliant.
Which she's like good to say. I actually did like a thread where I on Twitter where I sampled her stuff, and she actually like retweeted it. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but but yeah, so it kind of comes from like anywhere and everywhere. I try to But recently, mostly like Bill Evans, Errol Garner, stuff like that.
That's cool. Back to your roots. Full circle.
Full circle.
No, that's cool. So would you say that the new EP is like quite similar to the way you were making stuff in the for the first one? I mean, you've released a few singles since then. Or do you feel like it's a whole new ramen?
I think it's actually very similar to the stuff I've been putting out in my singles. It's sort of I sort of used all those singles as a way to sort of chase, I guess, an idea and like a mood and a vibe that like I wasn't really able to articulate until I got to the point where I started making this record. And it's sort of those singles. I feel like if you listen to this record, it sounds like a very like fleshed out version of what I was trying to do with a lot of those singles.
Wow. I got the EP. Sorry, can you go?
I totally can. So basically,
just for me, not for the podcast. Sorry.
So it sounds like what I was trying to accomplish with like certain singles before I put this out. So it's almost like a continuation or like a spiritual successor to like all of the singles I was putting out.
That's cool.
Spiritual successor.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, we're gonna make it big in the UK.
Yeah.
I need a reason to go back out there. So
yeah.
Yeah. Do some live shows.
Hell yeah.
Layla.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll full circle. There too. That'd be killer.
It's not fun. You don't wanna. I'm alone with my thoughts and many, many floors of many, many haunted buildings. Sorry. This is
Nina's got the key to the city. She's living in a studio and she's afraid.
Guys, support the podcast. To anyone listening, let's help Nina escape.
Nina. This is a really long-winded cry for help from Nina.
I was trying to blink in Morse code, but I forgot that we're not posting the video for this. I'm just saying,
make little beeping sounds in Morse code.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Sure. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, sponsored by Sure.
Sponsored by the Amazon Basics podcast mic that Abby's using.
It's not Amazon Basics. It's newer. It's actually cheaper than Amazon Basics.
You know, I knew that because I have the same like arm for like my camera that you have for your mic, and it's also the one that's cheaper than Amazon Basics.
Armin is talking into a Neumann microphone. He didn't come to play. He came to win.
He's talking into a what mic? I don't understand any of this tech. Okay. Varman has an expensive microphone. Nina, please explain it to me, because I'm afraid.
It's basically just expensive.
Yeah.
It really fucking sucks that that's how microphones work, but it's like, basically, if anyone needs a lesson in microphones in 5 seconds, spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
You probably won't go wrong.
Buy a good microphone, then you will magically be able to sing.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Right, okay, I'll take note of that.
It better work for this fucking album.
Is it an album or EP? How many songs are on it?
It's six. So I don't know these days.
No, it's not a mixtape. It's like a cohesive project.
It's like I call them records. I don't ever call them like EPs or albums, because like there's no line anymore. Like nobody has the attention span for like, I think like 40 minutes of content anymore.
Everyone has time for these.
Yeah, we have time for you, Vomin. That being said, we've run out of time, so actually thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been really fun. Sorry it had to be on Zoom, but it meant we could speak to you all the way from Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I hope you have a really good evening. And do you want to just like plug whatever you want to plug? I don't know if you have a release date for anything or socials you want to plug. Go ahead.
So you can follow me everywhere on the internet at Sussvarman, Sussvarman. follow me on Instagram or Twitter. I will be releasing my record, Thank You, I Love You, at the end of April. And I hope you enjoy it if you get the chance to hear it.
I'm so excited. You can tell he's a YouTuber, innit? He's been practicing that for years. He knows what he's doing. I think we played Surf for our intro. So now you're going to play us out with Thank You, I Love You from the EP. Thank You, I Love You.
Thank you.
You'll hear us next time on Play This At My Funeral. You can follow us at Play This At My Funeral on Instagram. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, I love you, you look great this evening. My love cracked all the drywall and broke through the ceiling. I don't wanna say nothing else, cause nothing else feels worth saying. Been down, feel back up, so sad songs not worth playing. Thank you, I love you, you look great this evening. My love cracked all the drywall and broke through the ceiling. No high points or low points, it's a middle ground that we misinterpret. Big screens and insecurities build a big thing that we think is perfect. Things we use to defend ourselves and we pray to God that they never surface. Ornaments made of grains of sand and the winds find it and makes it worth. Let's chase things that I didn't need, didn't see all my mirrors clearly. Wiped them down and I looked close and I found something I love dearly. Find my problems, find a beat, I write them down, I make them earnest. People listen, hope it helps them, know it helped them know my purpose. Thank you, I love you, you look great this evening. My love cracked all the drywall and broke through the ceiling. I don't wanna say nothing else, cause nothing else feels worth saying. Been down, feel back up, so sad songs not worth playing. Don't know what you've been through, but I don't doubt that you've been through it. One day I hope you feel good, until feeling good start to feel lucid. Promise you you're not asking a lot if you want more than what you have. One day you're gonna get there and I hope then that you make it last. Thank you, I love you, you look great this evening. My love cracked all the drywall and broke through the ceiling.